proclamation number 3264 dated the September 22, 1944. New wonders of creation on the new earth. Brittle matter. Throughout every single phase of development, the spiritual substance is kept in a constrained state until it has acquired the necessary maturity for its final embodiment as a human being. Hence, if it failed its previous phase of development as a human being, it has to start in the confines of hard matter again and cover the path through the mineral, plant and animal world until it can become a human being once more. However, spiritual substance which has not reached the final stage in this period, but is nevertheless released by God due to the last destruction of Earth, will be bound in outer forms which correspond to its maturity again, i.e., the interrupted process of development of the past period will continue in the new phase of development, on the new Earth. For this reason, the new Earth will contain the most diverse creations again. However, they will be entirely new and different forms from those on the old Earth. And thus new wonders of creation will come into being, which the first people living on the new Earth will undeniably acknowledge as miraculous, as a testimony of God's glory, as evidence of His love, omnipotence and wisdom. People will be extremely amazed at what the new earth has to offer and in admiration will praise God, love Him and give thanks to Him with all their heart. And the souls will continue with their development. But the substance constrained in solid matter is tormented by its restriction and tries to escape. Depending on the resistance of its will, it shall either succeed or fail. But God takes the will of the substance into account, and thus the material of the new earth is of utmost solidity and stability in order to soften the inherent spirit's will that it should finally surrender its resistance. Consequently, the slightest change of will shall loosen the form. In earthly terms, this means that although the solid matter of the new earth is indeed exceptionally hard, it is also very brittle and thus can easily break or shatter as soon as God's will intends a release from this captivity. Similarly, other creations will also have a shorter lifespan, because the transformation of the spirit substance shall proceed at a faster rate, which can indeed be possible but nevertheless depends on the spirit's willingness to serve. The spiritual substance is merely intended to achieve its final embodiment as a human being faster than in previous phases of development, as long as its will is not entirely opposed to God. For this reason, the first human beings on the new earth shall experience miracles upon miracles. They will be so affected by them that their love for God and their unity with Him will grow ever more, and they will live in His grace. But they will also understand these miracles. They know that they are only the expression of God's infinite love, who wants to retrieve all spirit and offers it every opportunity to change its will. And this shall continue for a long time until the initially constrained spirit substance within the plant and animal world has reached the stage of embodiment as a human being. Then people's understanding for the wonders of divine creation will gradually fade, the inclination towards matter will be awakened again and, due to their own longing for possessions which still contain immature spiritual substances, Satan's influence on people becomes stronger again. Subsequently, the unity with God will diminish in the battle between light and darkness, which in the beginning had disappeared because everything living on earth of its own free will was enlightened, will increase again. For the evolutionary process of the spiritual substance is always the same during every period. The spirit has to live within the hard form until it is willing to walk the path of service through the creations, which amounts to less constraint, and then it has to serve until it has achieved a certain degree of maturity which results in a condition where it should serve of its own free will but, Unlike during the previous stages, it is no longer forced to do so. And at this stage it should not fail, otherwise the whole early process of development has been in vain. The human being's volition determines whether this will be his last earthly embodiment or whether he is to repeat the evolutionary process, whether he will turn towards the light in the lost state or allow himself to be captured by dark forces and has to be banished again into hard matter for ages to come. Amen.